The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, as you know, members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, IALPA, in Aer Lingus have been voting on the proposals advanced by the Labour Court. The ballot started on Thursday. It closed this morning. Owen Curry is on the line. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
The news is good.
Good news. 85% of IALPA members backed the pay deal. Turnout was 96%. 85 is a fairly solid majority, as predicted on this and other programmes. The IALPA gentlemen and ladies, they're loyal to their executive and they generally do what the executive recommends.
All right. So it's a fairly overwhelming vote in favour of these proposals. Are there any downsides, any unhappiness is still lingering in that pilot body?
I'd expect everyone to dust themselves off, shake hands and get back to business. Mark Tighe is claiming it as a victory, saying, why didn't Aer Lingus do this last February? Aer Lingus are saying, why didn't IALPA do this last February? But it's business as normal. It has been since last Wednesday when Aer Lingus resumed the normal schedule. And it also, it's a four-year deal. Normally, these are in a three-year cycle. What the Labour Court did was quite dexterous. They changed the 3 years to 4 years to get that figure of 18%, which is about halfway between what Aer Lingus offered and the pilots what were demanding. And also did a series of very small technical increases. 9% of them are backdated, 8% are forward-dated. That's very valuable because other Aer Lingus unions looking at this and saying, why did we only get 12 and they got 18? We'll be told, well, it was a very complex deal. And the same within IAG. Aer Lingus is effectively a Spanish airline now. The pilots and other airlines will be looking at it saying, it's not just a straightforward split down the middle pay deal. It's quite complex.
Now, one of the elements of this deal, which I didn't understand, is that Aer Lingus are writing off some debts by the pilots to the company. Do you know what that's about?
Yeah, it's back to a crewing agreement, which apparently the pilots didn't vote on and is quite controversial within IALPA and quite part of the internal politics of IALPA, which were one of the intriguing backstories to this. It ended up that pilots were given concessions, which involved the transfer of leave to the summer period, consecutive weeks of leave. It's always an issue with pilots that they can't get holidays when everyone else is going on holidays because that's when they're in demand. And that became a little bit complicated because the pandemic stopped all flying and we ended up with an accumulated debt. The pilots were carrying this and they wanted it written off. It was written off on the recommendation of the Labour Court. From the Aer Lingus side, they'd given pilot under that crewing agreement, they'd probably given pilots a few more hours than they wanted. It left them with not so much a shortage of pilots, but a shortage of pilot hours running into the summer of 2024. They were looking for that back. And that was another bone of contention within the Labour Court recommendation. Aer Lingus pilots went back for clarification. A few of them were saying, we didn't get enough. And while 85% voting in favour sounds like a lot, 15% voted against, which suggests a higher level of discontent among IALPA pilots than is normal. It's normally 97%. Not significant. The deal is done. Passengers can relax.
All right. Owen Curry, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.